Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's December 14th, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released July 23rd and 24th, 2003.
Nazarene, our young friend Gibby is back with this question. Would you have considered performing in a musical outfit at any time?
Most certainly, Gibby. I find nothing offensive about singing at all. I used to sing to children when I was in Israel. It is a very enjoyable pastime. And I see nothing wrong in carrying our message in music. Look what our dear John Lennon has done. It is wonderful when music carries our cause more than anything else. Song is a wonderful way of getting God's message out to people, and I would not hesitate to sing at all. I had a very wonderful singing voice, and everybody enjoyed it. Even the adults came to listen to me sing to the children. They thought it was extremely delightful. And to use that day is a wonderful way of spreading God's word. I cannot understand why people object to music. It says in the Bible, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, that the Lord loves singing, that the Lord loves the praise of his people with music. And I can't understand why some people now turn against music and say, well, because it's got this beat or it's got this rhythm, it's unholy. There's nothing unholy about it at all. The only time that music and singing becomes unholy is when it uses obscene language and puts ideas in the music that are evil, like the killing of police officers or the raping of women or something like that. Music is good, Gibby. Song is good. Only when it is misused is it bad, and I find nothing wrong with singing at all. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Fantastic, Nazarene. I'd love to hear you sing sometime. I bet if you weren't so busy, you'd be doing concerts with John Lennon and Beatles and friends.
That sounds like fun, Alora. It really does. I'd really enjoy doing something like that. I love John's music.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. My good friend Demetrius has many talents, and many people consider him quite an artist. He has an art gallery on the internet. I'm sure you will enjoy it. The address is
www.voicesfromspirit.com/art/gallery.htm. Nazarene, Gibby also wants to know, what is your opinion of the musical Godspell?
To tell you the absolute truth, Gibby, I don't have one, because I haven't seen all of this performance. Over the years, I have seen bits and pieces of it as other people have been watching it when I have visited them, but I have never actually seen the whole thing. I have never taken the time to sit down and watch it, and I don't like to comment on something that I don't have actual knowledge of, that I haven't seen. Of course, in the afterlife, some people think it is sacrilege, and some people think it is very good, and I don't know which is right, but these things happen once in a while when I am so busy that I just don't get around to watching some things or doing some things, and people are upset that I seem to be shunning their particular art form or their particular thing, but it is nothing intentional. I just don't have time. I have so much to do, and there are so many things that I have to deal with. I simply don't get to things sometimes. I suppose I have to take the time to sit down and really go through this and give a definitive opinion on it. It's only fair to the people that made it. But I find these things most of the time are rather humorous and not very harmful. There are some, of course, that are very harmful. Their whole purpose is to harm and destroy people's belief. But I really don't think Godspell is one of these. That's the best I can do, Gibby.
Aw, that's okay, Nazarene. The same goes for me. I'm not half as busy as you, and I've never seen the whole thing either. Demetrius has seen it all, and he doesn't like it. We usually watch TV together.
Then I probably won't either.
We'll be back again.